Network and the Bass Vibe Tribe in the building. You have Ashley K, you got RJ, you got Queen Quan in the building. We're excited about today's episode, the past, the present, the future, the Holy Trinity. This is going to be a whole different viewpoint on that Trinity, though. But, you know, we always got to come and talk about, you know, either recent events or past events, and we got to tie everything together. So we are excited because we got some things that we want to talk about. I know a lot of you have already been listening and following the news and social media and been seeing all the chaos that's been going on in the world. So, you know, we're just excited that we're going to be able to speak on it and talk about it today and elaborate and kind of give our viewpoints on what we feel like is really going on and how all of this ties in to, you know, the plan of the elites, pretty much. So I know RJ, he got his little book ready for y'all.
Yeah. I mean, shit, if you think about it, like you said, the plans of the elite, they understand the concept of the Trinity, they understand the concept of mind, body, and spirit. And once you understand the concept of mind, body, spirit, you've studied it in depth, you have had experience, and you gained the wisdom and knowledge. Okay. Yeah, you know, they have the understanding. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're
talking about the plan of the elite, you know, mind, body, and spirit. They understand this concept of mind, body, and spirit, the concept of the Trinity. And once you have this understanding, experiential understanding as well, this wisdom and knowledge, this will, you know, give you sort of, give you a, depending on the individual, you can use this information to manipulate the masses or manipulate individuals, being that you understand knowledge yourself and how man works. Now, you know, one of these recent events that I would like to, you know, cover for one of the moments, like the event that happened last week, the Day of the Sun. We all was aware of that one, which I'm pretty sure, you know, everybody was, because I know I was. And I feel like on the Day of the Sun, that was the day, you know, the veil was raised from a lot of people's eyes. At that moment, you know, the divide was overwhelming. You know, the divide was definitely overwhelming. And I feel like a lot of people may have, you know, at that moment reflected on their past, reflected on that present moment, and on that future, you know what I'm saying, and which may have brought for some people to a self-realization, and which may have brought some people to, maybe even the present state, who knows. But, yeah, so, I mean, that day, personally for me, I know that's the first thing I thought about. I was thinking about my memories. I was thinking about, you know, my past. What have I done? What haven't I done? Which way am I going in the future? Is this the last day? Like, am I going to even be able to manifest it? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm just, like, stagnated at that point, you know what I'm saying? And it makes you come to a certain self-realization. Why? Because it makes you realize that we're living in the past results, and everything in the past result is leading us into the future. You know, this is also an individual level. My whole life is affected by a past result, and it is leading me into the future. And until we find understanding of the past, we won't ever find understanding of why things are the way they are now and how to take that and lead ourselves into the future in order to manifest a healthy experience, you know. So you can look back from 5 years. You can look back from the next 5 years and realize all the good memories that you created, you know, all the beneficial habits you created, et cetera, et cetera. It all works out. And,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it all worked out in general, especially on that level. Reason why I wanted to touch on that, like I said, past, present, future. At the moment, I feel like we're in a position where everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to happen. If that wasn't the case, then there wouldn't be no such thing as karma. You know, the law of karma is real. Karma works within us and it works around us.
Yep.
You know, so the law of karma, you know, it governs the universe, it governs the earth. We have a lot of different laws and principles that govern the universe and the earth and every action that we take. will influence those laws, and it'll put everything in motion and in place for our future. And, you know, that's why I feel like, you know, karma is one of those things we definitely have to be mindful of course, because at this very moment, everything is being led by karma. And, you know, certain decisions that are being made are not easy decisions, especially if you're talking about, you know, these big-time decisions that the politicians have to make. Why? Because, like I said, I was speaking about this earlier, about the greater good. This is where it gets tricky with karma, because an evil action may save millions. An evil action may save, you know, a whole country. You may lose 100 people, but you'll save 100,000. You know what I'm saying? This is the concept that they work with on that level. And if we look at our economy, we look at, you know, the state of America, et cetera, et cetera, people in that position, they will become desperate. They're already greedy. You know what I'm saying? From greed, desperation can't come if you feel like you're losing it. Why? Because that life is all about control. And once you feel like you're losing control, fuck it. Let it go crazy and see what happens. We're going to play our cards as it goes. So, and that's the game they like to play. That's why you see him sending ships out there, and he's doing all these moves, because deep down inside, they know we're doing this for the greater good. If something does happen, we might lose a couple lives. But if we lose a million, that's going to allow another million to be born.
So basically, they make moves to keep making moves?
Oh, they keep going.
Wow.
Yeah, they're so deep into it, they can't just pull out of it. You know what I'm saying? So they want to continue to do so. They want to continue to, you know, do what they're doing, try to fulfill their plan for the greater good. Because, to be honest with you, I feel like if they wouldn't have, if we wouldn't be in the Middle East by now, who knows? This economy would have maybe not, might have made it. Just saying, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But that's just an assumption. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. You know, the American government thrives off of the fall of other economies.
Yep.
So it's like when other economies are going to fall, the American economy rises.
Mm-hmm.
But
risk is risk, poor report.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is the past, we understand that the past is a reflection, our present is a reflection of what the decisions we made in the past, and what we do now will be a reflection of the future. So right now is important, because in the future, there are people going to look back on us as the past. So that's just the cycle of life, right? And it will always be that way, regardless if the earth is here, gone, burst up, and another creation happens somewhere else. Like, it's just
on their present moment.
Exactly.
Because same way our parents.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's always going to be that cycle, because they're going to look back and say, well, you remember when the humans was blowing each other up?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so it's always a cycle of life, and somehow information constantly keeps evolving. Like, I feel like if every book on the face of this earth just burnt, I still feel like somehow, some way, the truth is still going to manifest itself. I don't even know, like, maybe through artifacts, or, you know, that's why they have a over there, I believe, South Pacific, they have this underwater like museum thing they're doing now, where they're building these sculptures of what slavery looked like, and they're putting them under the water, like way down in the sea. And I feel like the purpose behind that is because they're starting to see, like, okay, well, if museums here get blown up on the surface, if they could make stuff that's perfect, it would survive underwater regardless. Because I think they feel like if things get bad, global warming, you know, the water rises. So the water is going to probably flood the earth some type of, again, you know what I'm saying? So that's how they feel. So that's why they're making these artifacts underwater. So who knows, future down the line, people can go back and say, oh, that's what the slaves look like, or this is what humans look like. These new statues look just like us, which is weird. You know what I'm saying? Because you remember how the Egyptians didn't really, I don't know, it wasn't that artistic, I guess, sculpture
right,
the right way, but.
It was just like.
Well, most of their stuff looks kind of weird. Like, their drawings, like, just his drawings look weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't look like us. Yeah, that's the word. But they don't look, I know I'm not a vocabulary major, okay? But, so all y'all followers know, if you're looking at Ashley for vocab spelling, that's not me, okay? But, Laquan and RJ got that down pat. But, yeah, so, Yeah, so that's what they're doing. Like, now it looks like us. You know what I'm saying? It's 3D. It looks, the hair is textured, the curly knots and stuff. Like, it just looks like music. So it's pretty dope. But either way, I feel like people are doing that, you know, to preserve knowledge, information, and history, right? But to fast forward to the present right now, because that's the past. All right, cool. Right now, in the present, we got, you know, two major events that we want to talk about, because we already highlighted on the whole, you know, recent event as far as with North Korea, because a lot of us did awaken during that time and start realizing, like, oh, shit, if they really do put off a nuclear bomb, like, what the hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they know. That's what they're known for. They did supposedly launch a rocket and it failed, supposedly. Yeah, I think, you know, the Russians and everybody else is over there, you know, doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? That kind of probably pissed them off even more, because then you're probably thinking, like, oh, y'all messing with my stuff? Oh, no, that's the whole situation. But here on mainland America, within a two-week time frame, that it ain't been 2 weeks, it's 1 week. In a one-week time frame, we had two massive murders going on, supposedly. And supposedly, they both were by black men. Now, very odd, number one. Let's just put that out there. That's very odd. Like, we don't do that. I'm just going to be honest. We just don't go around killing people. It's just like massive killers get random for no reason. Like, I mean, even though our killers aren't justifiable either with the gang, that's terrible too. But at least they got a target. You know what I'm saying? At least some sort of target. Like, that's how us melanated folks think. Like, we think of targets. Like, we focus. You know, we don't be all out here doing crazy shit. Now, I know everybody know about the Cleveland shooting. You know, we got to touch on it. You know what I'm saying? We was going to do episode last week on it, but it happened after the episode anyway, so it wouldn't even matter because it wouldn't even know about it. Cause all this happened this past week, literally. But, you know, last Sunday or Easter, ironically, I'm just going to say it what it is. I mean, I got to say it. Everybody was at church. Everybody, their mama was at church last Sunday. Not saying that y'all didn't pray, but I'm pretty sure everybody prayed because I used to be at church on Sunday. Somebody explained to me with all this prayer that was going on from here, over there in across seas in Europe, the Catholics, everybody was praying, right? Mm-hmm. Why the hell would something like this happen on that day when the energy should have been high? Should have been really no negative energy flowing around. But for some reason, ironically, here we go, a massive shooting and a random old man. He looked so humble. You know what I'm saying? He looked like, even in the video, he really looked like, I messed up. Out of the whole situation, I feel bad for him. I feel like he was a sacrifice for whatever reason. I feel like the whole thing until a hoax can't tell me no different until I start seeing some facts, until I start seeing Steven's body, until I see a funeral of both of them. I don't want to hear nothing.
A McDonald's employee other than name McDonald's employee?
Yeah, but somebody, a tweet, a Facebook, a meme, or something, an interview, CNN, somebody is come out and like, because this right here, if we don't continue to keep talking about it, they're thinking that we're going to do like we always have done, just like with that Chris Donner situation in California. We just stop talking about it, stop hashtagging, stop, you know, sharing about it, stop talking about it. It's just going to disappear and just go out in the face of the urges and the universe and just go. But in this situation, we shouldn't let die. Because this situation right here was the innocent old man that would look like to us. We want to know really what happened, period. There's no reason behind it.
What if their family wants to, like, you know, keep things low-key? No. Ask for respect.
Well, no.
Y'all know me. Somebody killed my family, my random guy, and people want to be all in our life after that. I wouldn't like that.
No. They've already done interviews. No. If the family wanted to be that secret, they would never did a live streaming of a visual, a candlelight visual for no event. They never did no interview about it. The family had never been tweeting. They did ask for respect as far as sharing the video. However, they didn't tell him to stop talking about it because they want justice for him. So they were all supposedly out talking about it, but where is the funeral? Like, where is the group?
I'm just going to add this. I know Ashley can get on this, but about the family, if y'all look at the interviews on Innocent Cooper, and I'm going to quote this,
situation. No, we're not being insensitive. We're shining light on this corruption that's happening. You got to be woke. Because before the end of this episode today, we're going to start breaking down some things that you can do at survival mode during this time. Because at the end of the day, we can't stop the war. I'm just going to keep it 100. I don't care how many of us. Yeah. My point of saying, and let me just be clear. Because somebody's going to be like, oh, here she go, bashing, Christian, because she's talking about Easter. No. Let me make sure I clarify my point as far as why I said all that prayer was going on and feel bad happened. Because the same thing what I'm about to say right now. No matter how many of us really pray, what's going to happen with this war is going to happen. This is ordained. This is what they like. He just explained it to the other show as far as karma.
It's going to be the earth itself.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Something's going to happen because we have done so much corruption for so long.
Y'all comfortable with the concept of death? Y'all can look into a polar ship. I've read about a polar ship 2 or 3 years ago. Polar ship, it may happen in our lifetime, may not, but it is bound to happen. And a polar ship, that's
and
that's a whole other subject.
No, that's a wipeout. Yeah, that's a wipeout right there. So, it's starting over. So, that's not to bash that. That's to show an example of how people can be, they can be nice. Like, everybody was happy that day. People were beautiful. I have on my timeline, beautiful people going out of church and everything, right? Everybody was happy. All I kept seeing was happiness all over my timeline all day. And then it was like around 6 or 7 o'clock. All hell broke loose to the damn Facebook Live video. Or this damn old man getting shot. You see what I'm saying? Like, it went from one extreme to the complete opposite. Yeah. Real quick. Not even the blink of the eye. Yeah. So I'm saying that to say the same thing can happen as far as when this shit starts hitting the fan with us. Like, we can be just at work, walking around like that, having to go lucky day, and boom, nuclear war just boom, hit L.A. or boom, hit New York. You know what I'm saying? It's like we have to understand that there are some things that's outside of our control and outside of our power that no matter what we try to do, to try to make it or be in denial of it not happening, it's going to happen. So the best thing we can do is internally prepare ourselves and our immediate surrounding the family for these situations. But to not get too far off of that, because that's going to be towards the end, I really want to just keep honing in on these two situations. So you got this Stephen guy, this situation, people calling the hoax, whatever, whatever. But then a couple days later, to take light off of that, and this is what's crazy. The day that he supposedly committed suicide was the exact same day this dude in California supposedly out here shooting. It's the same day. Like, how is this possible?
Some people out here tired. They know the end of the world is coming. Some people are like, I'm going to go super spiritual or I'm going to go super ignorant. That's all it is.
Well, he was super spiritual. Corey Muhammad, he was real into his African spirituality. I didn't know him personally. He was a friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following him probably about a year now, and not one time did I get the sense that he wanted to kill the world. He did say some extreme stuff about a race of people, but never to the point to where he did what they say he did. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, this is the story I saw on ABC News. I don't know if everybody else saw this. Anyone? It was actually breaking news that time. He was like 6 or 9. I was talking. I actually had a phone. Like, I got a phone. Anyway, so they say this guy. I didn't know the race of guy. I didn't know who it was at the time. They said it was a guy that was riding around downtown, I guess LA or whatever, somewhere in California. And he was shooting people randomly, like every so often, every mile or two, whatever, he was shooting people. And a total of, I think, 14 people had been shot at the time. And the scene I see is a guy, a nice African-American male, standing there calmly. And the police have had him down. That he just finished driving around with a gun on. They didn't have guns drawn on him. They didn't throw him on the ground. They didn't rough him up like they would normally do for a African-American male shooting, you know, supposedly all these white folks, targeting white folks. And he just disappeared. You hear nothing else about the story. You don't hear nothing about it. Another thing I noticed about him, his demeanor was different. Like, I've never seen him. He's live all the time on Facebook. He takes pictures all throughout the day. He wears a certain jewelry, which he did have around the neck at the time. He has a certain head wrap on he didn't have on. He just looked different. Like, he didn't look like himself. So I don't know all the facts of the story, but I haven't heard anything yet from that day. Have y'all heard any updates about it?
No.
Nothing. It just disappeared. Once again, it just gone. Poof. Like,
Catherine. Excuse me, that right there can cause a lot of
skepticism. No, it's the fact. I mean, how many black men go around shooting people and they just come calmly, just touch it down?
The thing is, yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
He shoots people randomly.
That's the thing, like, he was a spiritual man. That's the thing about the spirituality when you go into that direction. You can either, you know, walk down a path of enlightenment or illumination, whatever you want to call it, or you can walk down a path of fueling your ego. Thinking you're a god and looking at others as if they're disposable, the same way the elites and all these other people do.
I agree with that.
You can easily kill people, like, oh, they're going to reincarnate anyway, so I might as well take them off the earth.
Or it can fuel your anger. Because this is another good topic. because I say this all the time. Like, I need to, like, write a book about it on Facebook anymore, but it's like, people, when they get invited and get spiritual, they go to the far left extreme. They just extremely woke and all religion is just, especially Christianity, oh, just bad mouth in the Bible, bad about Christianity, just bad mouth in everything. They just, everything is this and this and this. They just, it's like they go from one thing to the other left field extreme. It's just all negative. It's nothing positive. It's just all negative, 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 bashing. Instead of doing the opposite of uplifting and enlightening people and empowering people, they do the complete opposite. Oh, you're doing this. Oh, I can't believe this. And da, 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 da. It's like complete anger. Like, that's where they come off at.
You can't point your finger. Stay fat. For example, this man was powerless. The only time it feels good to annihilate or kill somebody else is when you feel powerless.
Yeah.
You feel like you're not in control. It's too overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Who was it he said? He blamed it on who? His girlfriend? How the fuck your girlfriend make you kill some people, man? How they make you drive out there and start shooting people up? Besides the other dude, you know what I'm saying? Cali, like, no, that's weak. That's weak. You know what I'm saying? Powerless, dude. You took your own life. That's what coward does. That.
I'm just going to say this. And I don't feel like getting flagged for this. But... as I say what it is, it's our podcast, fuck it, right?
Hey,
hypnosis. Hypnosis is very... hypnosis is a very powerful tool. If you look up some government documents back in the early 1900s and the late 1800s, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not going to get out of the exact names. I'm like no fact check that's coming in with that mess, but... there are documents out there where they were introducing hypnosis around, I think, either World War II or World War I. And the government was using it, American government at that, was using it, you know, with the veterans and different things like that to kind of get them from having all of the issues they was having and other things they talk about. Like, there's other reasons behind why they created it. I really don't know all the reasons, but they have, like, this whole many articles, and I just want about this stuff, how that was a tool used by the government. It's hypnosis, right? So for those people that don't want to believe hypnosis, the government uses hypnosis. Now, if they put this back in our time, 100 years ago or more, you can't tell me that they're still not using it today. If not, they're using it on a magnified scale. Now, if you look at the movie Get Out, right, that's a very – that movie is so damn powerful, it's not even funny. Like, that movie
– I haven't even looked at the previous one. Like, the new one that's coming out.
Oh, wow.
I haven't looked at it. I don't want to get no spoilers. They always want to spoil shit on the trailer. So like,
I haven't even looked at it.
Watched 10 seconds and I went on.
See, I didn't even look at the play either. That's what I'm saying. I saw the title, but I didn't want to get in it because I'm like, I just can't wait to movie because I can't watch it. But, that hypnosis is a powerful thing. You know, they use it a lot to kind of make you not remember that the end or to use the vulnerable. So if this dude was, you know, vulnerable, dealing with different things, he was like could be considered a target for the government. Like, they be following people when you're at your breaking point. And a lot of times they kind of lure you in. And just like that little white boy that went down to South Carolina, to Charleston, like, what was the reason behind that? Like, you just randomly drive from one state to a whole complete other state to a random little church. It was just too random. Like, it was just way too random for that to happen. And he was too, like, we saying about all of the scriptures, everybody, what was he? He was calm. Mm-hmm. You see, everybody's description is the same. You know when true issues happen. Let me just keep it real. Trayvon Martin situation would never die. Why? Because that was a real, raw, real-life situation, period. Because you know when real stories happen when they can't die. Like, with situations when something happened and we still talk about it and you can still see articles talking about it and you still see the news mentioning it, you still see celebrities talking about it and you know it's a real story. Anytime, like, this is just a fact. I don't care what you want to say, just say what you want. This ain't a conspiracy theory. This ain't nothing. This is raw fact. Anytime that it's quiet like it is right now with just two situations in 1 week, it's not real.
And 45 hasn't even addressed it. 45 has not addressed it. He hasn't said nothing about.
He talking about everything else.
He hasn't talked about these fires and these streets keep buckling up in Atlanta. Every other day the streets falling through. All he worried about is what?
North Korea.
But we not worried about North Korea though. That's crazy.
Now, again, I think karma. Like, they have a lot of analysts, right? Yeah. People who does all the analytics and stuff, mm-hmm. who analyze the behavior of society, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And they're ready for this thing going chaos so they can bring some order. They're ready for if there to be a civil war and a racial war and the gangs fighting the police. And they want that. Why? Because, again, it eliminates the statistics, the population. You know, they are able to rebuild. That's why he said, make America great again. Again, meaning we have to redo it. We have to get rid of the old to create something new, the new world order. We have to get rid of the old to create something new. So let's destroy this shit. Let's get the people to do it. You know what I'm saying?
When you put it that way, that makes so much sense. Yo, this show be dropping some things. If people don't listen to this shit, I'm sorry. Y'all really are out of loop. Yo, did y'all just hear what he said? Okay, all right. Let me break that down for you. Let me break that down. I know somebody probably like, well, I didn't get it. He's talking about Trump and make America. Because when we hear a slogan, it automatically in 45. When you hear 45 and you hear make America great, when you hear Trump, it's like your brain just automatically, chemically just shut down.
Yeah,
like, one whole side of bed is in fucking a bed. You know what I'm saying? So you didn't even hear that. Let me just break this down to you. Make America great again. Most of us contributed to being, and a lot of us was being ignorant about it too. You know, as far as I'm part of it, okay, it is what it is. I'm making fun of it too. when he said it, because we took it as, well, when was America ever great? Like, that's how we looked at it. Like, we thought he was trying to say, make America great again as far as going back to slavery, yeah, or as far as going back to the forefathers. But if you really pay attention to Trump, that is not his. He don't even do anything remotely close to how the forefathers operate, number one. He don't do nothing traditional. He don't do nothing the way that they have been doing it. It's like everything, he batted everything. Everything on how the infrastructure, how they even had the judicial system. He don't like nothing. He don't like the whole format of the government, period. He don't like the local government, the state government, the federal government. He don't like the international foreign policy. He don't like nothing about the whole structure of America. So it's not that he wants to make it great as far as going back to the structure of how the forefathers committed George Washington. What he's trying to do is like what he's saying. Redo the whole entire structure, like just get rid of everything and whatever type of government, that one world order, whatever that is, we don't know what it is because it's new. You see what I'm saying? So we don't even know what that looks like, to be honest with you. So it could be a good thing or it could be a bad. We really have no clue with that. And see, this goes back to what we're saying. You can't control that because we don't know. Like, we can make all the speculation all we want about what it looked like. You got a lot of people that get fearful of it. But what if it is a good thing? What if one world religion is a good thing? What if one world currency is a good thing? What if one world government is a good thing? Like, what if all humanity is just one humanity? What if that's a good thing? We don't know because we don't know what it looks like because we never had it. The world never had that. The world has always been segregated. I don't care. From Egypt and back all the way back then. When other people come in, it was always, well, this is my crew, that's your crew. We're Catholics. So and you're, this is your land. This is my land. Yep. This is, you're Muslim. We Christians. You see what I'm trying to say? Yep. We African. We Moors. Look, everybody was always separated. So it's always been a separation. My tribe, your tribe, that tribe, over there tribe, their tribe. I don't like that tribe. Like, there's just always problems.
Been like the United States being like the face of the New World Order and all that good stuff. The other nations are afraid that their country is going to adopt the ways of the United States because they're so strict and so, you know, so engulfed in their way of doing things. And doing other things, doing any other way is not possible. It's not acceptable. So we're not going to follow y'all's regime or, you know, answer to y'all. In a sense, reason why we have, like, you know, dictators and, you know, communists, like, stuff. We just don't accept the views of the United States.
Yeah, and the United States deal with a lot of mental illness. I feel like this is one of the countries that deal with that heavily. Yeah. And it's because we live in a fake world. Like, we got the most surgeries. We got the most, fake everything. Fake hair, fake ass, fake lips, fake face, just fake spirit, just fake everything. Fake money, fake news, like fake money, you know, fake houses, fake debt. We just got fake everything.
America is a reflection of those that built it, right?
Yeah.
And that shows that they're very robotic. They're very superficial.
Well, you know, Columbus, he didn't discover nothing, so...
I mean,
story behind America is fake.
Like, the ones who had influence on the way it is today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're all fake.
I feel like, you know, we're talking about the Caucasian race. A lot of them, not saying
45 is fake.
But a lot of them are very superficial, very robotic.
He is. 45 is very robotic. He's very superficial.
You never hear no fucking shit like techno and, you know, like the African American community. Like, you never hear no shit like that.
The ones that are going to go KY, like the dude is so called in Cali,
like you just said, the ignorant, the awakened of us, they not going to know how to deal with that energy. We already know that these concentration camps are here. So what am I going to do? I'm going to just go knocking everybody off and go crazy and blah, blah, blah. And those are going to be the first people that they're going to get. Another thing, the social media, they're tracking everything that people do. So people are like, oh, they're not coming to my house. They can't. With martial law, they can come busting this door right now. And if we have weapons in here, they can take all the weapons. They can take all of us. But all of us technically are still on fire now because our first certificate. But this is a domino effect. Like everything we've been talking about since the creation of Base Vibration Network is happening right now. To this day, this is why we don't have a lot of time. That's why all this information, it was very prevalent that we get this information out to the masses so the masses can wake up and see what's really going on, how it's a connection. If you have a birth certificate, a social security card, you're owned by the government. Nothing can do about it. But they came in here, I don't care if you're grown or not. They came here today and said, I need you, that you're their property, period. Unless you got emancipated, unless you went to court or did whatever you had to do, that's the only way legally all of that will kind of help you in court. However, with martial law, none of that matters because that overrides all of the law land. So it don't even matter really at that point, even if you are emancipated. It's like,
that's the day when the gang goes wage war against the government.
Yeah.
That's the day when you know what I'm saying, everybody has that DNA in them and they're gonna go haywire.
But are we ready though?
But that can bring unity. Mm. And greater good.
Yes, but people are going to die. There will be a massive amount of people who will die. There's no way around that. There's no way to make this a peaceful transition without death. So it's going to be a lot of death.
Anytime in life, death has to happen. Like, for anything to be bring forth life, I think death has to happen, and you just have to see it.
I don't even like, on the word death is like so depressing, isn't it?
The truth is scary.
Yeah,
people scare the shit out of you. That's why most people don't want to hear it.
That's true.
Do you see how I just drained me?
Yeah. Oh. You just went back in the chair. You flopped down until like Roger Rabbit, y'all. I'm telling
y'all. Yeah. Me.
But you said, somebody has to die. I just instantly just fell back like, oh.
I mean, just like a woman, sometimes she can die during childbirth, but that child, 9 times out of 10, will live. But if, you know, some things like that have to happen, like, it's a natural selection thing.
And these type of things can generate a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, and
call
this mental illness.
And that's why, in my eyes, and the things that I study, mental illness is not really hereditary. It's based off a crisis that's happening in your life, and people just not willing to accept it. So they want to blame it on, oh, my grandmama had it, oh, my mom had it, my auntie had it. Not times it's something that happened in your life, some sort of crisis that you were not able to handle, mm-hmm. something that you pushed up under the rug, something that you don't want to face. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's going to lead to anxiety. Oh, I can't breathe. Anxiety attacks. It's happened to me. It's happened to me. You know, oh, I'm depressed. I'm just sitting in the corner. I don't want to eat. I feel lonely because you've been outcast all your life. It's just something you never dealt with. You never dealt with having to be who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, this person who you are is scary. So you're backed up in the corner like you don't know what to do. And that's kind of where, you know, all this stuff leads to.
Right. And if you want to get deeper, it goes spiritually. Those who are dealing with no anxiety, anger issues, et cetera, et cetera, you have to attack it from, you know, a spiritual level in order to actually deal with it, you know? And there's a difference between biochemical imbalances and, you know, on the spiritual behalf of someone, you know, going through these traumas in life and it, you know, developing over time. For example, if you're dealing with anxiety, I'm going to give you a quick example of where anxiety comes from. It comes from the unknown combined with the fear of the past impacting the future. Everybody said they're not scared of anything, but I genuinely feel like we all, some point of our lives, had a fear of the unknown, but never even acknowledged the fact that we are scared of the unknown. The reason why we never get out of our comfort zone, because we don't want to step into the unknown. You know what I'm saying?
Keep working the nerves.
Dealing with anxiety, this right here.
I have anxiety.
This is your third chakra, and it deals with your fourth chakra. You know, your third and fourth chakra. Those energy centers is what being, you know, are either too open, or, yeah, it's either essentially, you know what I'm saying? They're too open, and it's causing the experience to be too overwhelming. Why? Because you're either too far in the future, trying to figure things out, too far in the future, which is just an educated guess, you know what I'm saying? Or you have a fear of the unknown and don't know what to expect. But you're trying to figure it out of what may or may not happen, which is actually just an imaginary thought. It's just your imagination playing tricks on you. So don't leave everything your mind is telling you or want you to believe. For example, you may think you're getting fired tomorrow, you get anxiety right off that thought itself. Go to work tomorrow, they give you a promotion. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So always being mindful. Don't think too far ahead. Don't think more than you have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see it for what it is, see it, and take the proper thought process to get yourself comfortable, but don't think any further than you need to, because you might think yourself into anxiety or depression. When a depression happens, that's when your whole entire energy system collapses and you stagnate. That's when all your chakras collapse, your heart, your root, all that good stuff. It collapses and you stagnate, and now you're in a place where, you know, you're stagnant. You know, you're not moving. You just spiritually, you don't feel fulfilled, in a sense, you know, which makes you powerless. Reason why you have some people who are depressed who look for external sources to give them that power versus finding that power within themselves, understanding the essence and how great we are in that aspect, embracing it, and don't even have to worry or think about finding power from an external source, like a gun, or, you know, taking control, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's right within you. Everything we need is right within ourselves. And once you acknowledge it, once you experience it, once you feel it, man, you know, man, the firearms are too short to box with God. You know what I'm saying? That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really feel you on that, because I feel like, and that goes back to opportunity, like with the games and everything that's going on, like our focus is so hard because a lot of these people feel powerless and they don't understand, and you can't fault them for that, because if you look at the way the system is set up and the government is set up, and if they go home and they see their mother is working two jobs, or they see their father in jail, and maybe their father was innocent. Mm-hmm. There's been situations where the father's been innocent. You know what I'm saying? Just like this Tommy situation. I don't care what you say. Let's do that. But, and maybe he was under hypnosis or something. You know what I'm saying? Now he's about to go to jail for murdering or shooting people that he probably didn't even either do, or we don't know. You know, I'm just using it as an example. Right. And then now he's out the home. What if he did have kids? Don't know if he do, but I'm just using it as an example. Let's just follow along with me as an example. Not saying real life right now. But, You know, what if you do have a kid and family and all this stuff? You know, now they got to be raised without him, you know. So it goes to now he's like, mommy's working three jobs or two jobs just to make ends meet, or have to deal with the government system, or, you know, right now food stamps and Section 8 and everything crashing, Medicaid crashing. Like, they don't want to pay nothing. They withdrawn all these different programs. So now the mom's depressed and upset, so this kid grows up in that, as well as going to school, not really understanding school, probably not eating. Well, most likely, if you're in the impoverished area, you already drinking lead water, you're already eating GMOs, you're not eating healthy anyway. So all that you're chemically imbalanced from a child raising up. Now, you have some people that miraculously, I call it miraculous, can break through in the hood and become very intelligent people. I say that's nothing but a miracle from God. I don't care what you say, because there's no way you can be poisoned all your life and you still grow up and you still, like, chemically can be balanced. Like, if that's, like, the craziest thing to me, then it's only validated people that can do it, to be honest. And it's really not too many of other people that can break through. I guess the millionaire powerful. I don't know. But either way, I don't know the story. Anyway, the child grows up and into it growing up, it becomes teenager. The only family that they have is the OG. The OG comes to them, protect them. That external power is a gun, because what they have learned and saw is that the police have power with their weapons. So the police is policing the neighborhood, and they feel like the government, the reason why the government is powerful is because of their weapons. And to be honest with you, that's what the American government, that's all the world government really do have that type of power. It's the only power they have is because they war. They wage war because they're military. If they had a military, all these countries would be weak. Yeah. In a sense, but everybody has power because of their weapons. So you can't fault these young people for feeling like their external power comes from weapons, because that's all of humanity feels that way. Like, it's not just them.
I remember my homeboy telling me, like, you put a gun on somebody's head. He told me the feeling he felt, that rush to his body, was overwhelming. He told me he had to put that shit away. He had to put the gun away.
You feel powerful. You have the power to take somebody's life. Listen to how that sounds. Let's dwell on that one part. Yes, you feel like you've God. You have the power to take somebody's life. But we all know that God has the power to give us life and to take our life. So if you have the power to take somebody's life, well, women, we got the power to give life, right? Because we help in that process. You know, God helps us and creates our body in a way so that we manifest it. But end of the day, the woman is the one that's giving out life. So if you can give life, and then you're a woman also that feel like you can take the life too, jeez. It's like, well, what greater power is it to be? You see what I'm saying? So it's an external thing versus us reprogramming ourselves and understanding that external power is what has been destroying us. Like, don't copy and follow behind the people that we just mock. That's what we're doing. We are mimicking them. So, for example, if you was in church and you got burnt from a church, right? This is personal to me, like a personal testimony. You got burnt in the church, right? Instead of you bashing the church and saying what the church isn't doing or what they haven't done or what they're not doing for the community and what they're not doing now and blah, 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 all negative, 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 I've learned through some years, this is just me, and even recently I've learned that I can't keep putting all my energy on what they're not doing and focusing on what they're not doing and how they don't love other religions and how they don't love other people and blah, 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 and how they're not helping people, how they shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. I just don't need to be that way. I need to do what they're not doing. So if I'm saying that they're not doing it, and I need to figure out a way, how can I do it? And if I feel like that's what humanity needs, and I need to do it. But instead of me looking at our source, our power to fulfill that, and using my energy more negative, I need to use my energy to be more positive and do what's good for me and do what's good for humanity. And I feel like if more people thought like that, if we're constantly saying that religions are tearing people apart, but if we are sitting here dividing ourselves, like, we acting just like them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we say Caucasians are evil and they this and that, but then we turn around and say we hate Caucasians. We just said that Caucasians hate us, but now we turn around and we hate them. Listen to how that sounds, though.
It's karma. Again, past, present, future.
Yes, but at some point, it has to break the cycle.
Sooner or later.
You have to. Somebody has to do it. I don't care if you sat here all day, RJ, and told me how much you hate Caucasians. I'm sorry, that's going to just be you, because I'm not going to hate Caucasians and you hate them. You get what I'm trying to say. So at some point, the cycle needs to be broken. I'm not about to waste my energy on hating them.
Right.
I might not like them. I might not like them, but I'm not going to sit here and dwell on that. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, oh, they're evil, and just constantly bashing what they're doing.
Right.
You turn around and be just like them, is all I'm trying to say. Like, I don't want us to turn around and be just like the people we hate.
But then you grow up in America, though. You grew up in America, right? Mm-hmm. I heard it in Kendrick Lamar's album. He said that, you know, America is a reflection of myself. I grew up in America. I grew up in the American system. I grew up, you know, with my ancestors and my DNA. So some of these emotions that I feel, some of the ways that I express myself come from my ancestors. And I'm put in this place in Compton, you know what I'm saying, which was, you know, systematically, you know, created by the American and the politicians and the white supremacists at that time, you know what I'm saying? So he does feel like they have a right to act that way because he is a reflection of America, and America is a reflection of the white man.
But do you think that's okay?
Of course not.
Okay, so there's no way around it.
But I guess if there's no closure, and I don't think there will be closure.
It will be. I don't think it'll be closure, but at individual basis, we have to start individual basis. And this is what we said about this whole podcast. We can't change the war happening. We can't change Trump. We can't change North Korea's Donald, whatever his name is. We can't change these people, right?
Right.
We can't even change the Caucasian race. Who can we change? Ourselves. So
that's also his whole album was about changing.
So I hear what you say. That's just like that's like an entrepreneurship. Being network marketing. People come to, it's all about mindset. Yeah. People come into, let's say you join my business and I'm selling detox tea. And you like, well, nobody in my family ever was successful. No millionaires, no nothing. And, you know, I'm a product. I hear it all the time. I heard what Debbie's saying. I hear it all the time from being from Newark, New Jersey. Everybody always say, I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment. That's the famous thing. I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment. But that's not a good thing.
Sure,
you see what I'm saying? Like, you constantly saying that you're a product of your environment means you are going to be a product of your environment. So you have the power within to stop saying it. Like, you just have to just completely get out of your head.
You
got to
stop being a victim of circumstances.
That's it. Say it one time.
You got to stop being a victim of circumstances.
That's it. I mean, if you think about the laws and the principles that govern the universe and this earth, it's infinite. You know, it's time, everything. It's everything beyond the physical existence is infinite. But us men are finite. You know, we don't sometimes understand the concept of the infinite existence, which I lost my small talk all day, y'all. But, all right.
All right. No, let's just come back to
you. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, definitely. Like, and you're right. It's oh, here we go. That's what I meant to say. Basically, the fact is, don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Whatever you put into it, you get out of it. You limit yourself, you're not going to create experiences, new experiences. You are a product of your environment, but you can't continuously keep experiencing the same. If you say you're a product of environment, which is true, we do, you know, develop and adapt to a lot of things that we had to go through based on how we grew up, where we grew up, et cetera. But when we get to the age where we think for ourselves, create those new experiences. That's the only way to grow. You don't go outside your comfort zone. You won't grow.
I love how I have a seven-year-old that doesn't allow, I can see now, both of them, my daughter, they don't allow the past to define them. Like, maybe because they're so young, and that's a good thing, and that's what we need to keep it at. Because they're young, and if they want to be what they want to be, in their head, they can be that. So, you know, she'll say, I'm going to own my own boutique, or she'd be like, I'm going to own my own businesses, I'm going to own my own spa. Like, she's been going to spa so bad. So, me as a mother, because I'm awakened, right, I hear her saying that, and I don't just take it lightly, like, okay, well, when she get older, she's going to bust her own ass to get it done, like both parents. Because you got some parents, I've seen it, like, when I was a teacher, kids will be so talented. They can be artists, like, all kinds of crazy, very, very just smart. The parent sees it as like, okay, you know, this is a hobby or whatever, brush it off. They don't cultivate that. The parent themselves don't even try to build something like an art. They can help have like art shows for the kid, or they can set up a little art gallery or something, a business where the parent has the ability to do that for the child. The child is not ready or able to do it yet. But a lot of parents are told, I don't know, stuck in their own la la land or something, worried about their own self, and they're not even focused on the gifts of their children to cultivate that.
And I think that's a good one. Once you get a certain age, you stagnate. You feel like we know it all, we experience it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, we tend to stagnate sometimes, especially in this information age. You know, some people are still stuck in the
80s. And not even just that. Most people are stuck on hard work. Nobody gave me a handout. My parents didn't buy me a car, so why I need to make sure that when you turn 18, you got $1 million in bank account somewhere? Why do I need to do that for you if nobody did that for me? I hear that a lot. That's the same thing with life insurance. So this is going towards the end of the episode today that we're going to talk about preparing ourselves.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say also the product of environment thing is, though, that a mentality of, you know, once you're in there and you represent your hood, people don't want to change. It requires change in order to create new experiences. People don't want to change, and some of them feel like they're going to, you know, sort of go against, you know, their gang or their hood or their people. That's why you got some folks who get rich, super rich, and they, you know, like Future, but you'll never get out that mindset because they don't want to change. I'll never change. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always be a real nigga out here. That's it. You know, so...
But the new generation is starting to kick out of that. They don't think that's cute no more. They don't think games and all that stuff cute no more. Yeah, the new generation sees they're awakening. Like, they see we were used to be kings and queens and royalty. Like, why the hell are we seeing it? So it's a good thing. The shift is already happening. Even if it's not our age group that's still stuck their ways, the younger generation ain't beat for all that. Like, they're not having it. So that's a good thing. So it goes into what we're going to talk about as far as the preparation. And this is perfect, like a flow here. Because... in our community, we have lacked the mindset of even insurance, you know, life insurance. So I'm going to use that as an example of why preparing is very important. Right now, we know that a war is going to happen in some form. No matter if it's a nuclear war or we are in a war right now with our own government. They're fighting against us, right? So we're in a spiritual war more so than anything. Before anything else, we're in a spiritual war, right? So... how do we prepare ourselves for such things? Just like life insurance. You talk to people in the hood. How many people in the hood have life insurance? That where they leave their family a couple hundred thousand dollars. You know, I'm talking about not 20,000. I'm talking about a couple hundred thousand, almost $1 million. Nobody's really leaving that much behind. I've actually heard people, like, my mom say, well, why am I going to leave you? Why do you need $500,000 a thing for? All you need to do is cover my funeral costs. So they need like a $20,000 policy or $50,000 policy, and it just covers that. Other races, on the other hand, not only do they leave life insurance, but they leave in businesses, they leave in trust funds, they leave in stocks, they leave in dividends, they leave in assets, they leave in all this other stuff, right? Why? Because they constantly building onto that generation from generation from generation. That's what you call generational wealth.
Yep.
You having all the knowledge that you have and don't leave your children, you're just leaving them with knowledge is not enough. Not in today's world. Knowledge enough is not going to help. That's where our people keep on missing the mark. You physically got to leave stuff too. Leave land, leave businesses, leave stuff. You know what I'm saying? For the next generation, after they go through their mourning, they can wake up to reality and say, okay, now it's going to get worse. Now I try to have my grandparents or my mom and my dad legacy to live on. That's how you let the legacy live on. You leave them with a daggone legacy to live on with. But our people don't believe in that. That's why we have a GoFundMe is so wealthy right now. Because of mostly our people with GoFundMe with these funerals. And it's, all you're doing is paying for the funeral. You're paying to get buried, but you don't left the debt behind, either with your kid, either with your wife, either with whoever. You know what I'm saying? Medical bills, all other kind of stuff. So the same thing is what's about to happen right now with us preparing for war. We don't understand for preparation, I feel. I feel like that's
right.
A missing link in our DNA.
Right.
We don't prep
wait,
for nothing.
Wait for the rain to come and get by the umbrella.
Yeah, all the time. This has been a proven fact.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I heard his statement when I was like, if you take a bullfrog and you put it in the boiling pot, motherfucker's going to jump out.
Yeah.
But if you put a bullfrog in a pot and you let it simmer and warm up slowly but surely, you're going to cook that frog. That's all it's doing right now. They just
simmering down.
Yep, they got us in the crock pot, heating up slowly but surely, cooking. That motherfucker's done, we don't know. That's what everybody's going to be aware of. Like, oh, I didn't expect this to happen. Let's go ravage the stores and buy everything we can.
We need to, right now, I believe next month there's going to be some type of war started. You just say it like that. So next month, something's going to start, right? Because these past 2 months have been brewing up for that to happen. That's just reality.
Yep.
So before the summer gets here, something's going to pop off. Let's just put it
there. Memorial Day.
Yeah, before Memorial Day, right? So with that being said, the first thing you need to do is prepare ourselves. If you live on the outskirts of the USA. If you live on the coast of California, you live on the East Coast here, from Florida all the way up, not going past Connecticut, nothing past Connecticut. Maine is probably one of the best places to go. Texas is under wraps, okay. And you should probably go, if you know people in the middle of the United States, if anything, Landor. If you know people that live in the British Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, any of the islands, you probably should try to get there. You know what I'm saying? And or have family that's there or relative that's there. Just like, oh, stuff start getting a little heated, I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? So that means obviously what we need, our passport. So everybody definitely within the next month, try to get you a passport application in if you don't have one. If you get it expedited, that's even better. But a lot of times, right now they're not expediting passports like that in some states. Unless you have travel plans already, because they already know what why people doing that. You see what I'm saying? They ain't stupid either. This is the government, by the way. So get you a passport. If you can't get a passport, and or let's just say that shuts down airlines, so that's possible. Like I don't understand why people acting like passport is gonna save you. That's why I never really understood the passport ain't gonna save you if they tell you that the airplane ain't leaving. Like I mean, ain't that rocket science? Like I'm confused. That same thing with 9/11. People. What was a passport good for without letting happen? Nothing. All the airlines were shut down, right? All right, cool. Let's say that happened again. All right, well, we should learn from our past.
Lord Jesus.
We should learn from our past and prepare, right, people? Please listen. Okay. Go to the middle or go to a safe, like towards the mountains or something like that. Because most mountain areas, they're not going to have too many issues. In the mountain areas, the air quality is a lot better and different. They have a lot of land up there, a lot of place for vegetation and all that stuff to build farms and blah, blah. So, you know, mountains, the middle of the United States, Maine, islands, Canada, obviously, those type of places is good to go. If you don't have nowhere to go, nowhere to get around, no nothing, do nothing, well, then your best bet is to try to find a lot of places and a lot of states, believe it or not, a lot of communities are starting to meet up. There are people that are creating bunkers. This is also big, like people aren't posting this on Facebook. This is something that you have to start talking about within your community because obviously they're not going to post it on Facebook. This is common sense. They're not going to post it on the internet and say, hey, my bunker is at 2300 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Like, no, they're not going to tell nobody that, duh. So this is stuff within your community that you need to do. Now, if you do, your community don't have these type of things in place, now is the time to start creating community events that you guys are meeting up. And if you have a basement, it's very important during a nuclear. There's actually an article on Facebook that's going around, and it said, five of my friends shared it, so I know it's probably going viral by now. You probably even saw it if you listened to this podcast. When they said if a nuclear bomb went off or a nuclear war happened, where should you be? Where, you know, what's a safe zone and all that stuff. So basements, all of them talk about basements. How basements is the safest place to be, even if you're in the middle of a nuclear bombing. You just, the basement is the safe place to go. Now, would you be completely out of wraps? Not all the way, because your air probably still coming from outside. Unless you in your basement create a filtration system where you block out your vents and outside, you close all your vents, and then you just have the air circulating, that pure air that you create. Also, RJ spoke to us before about solar panel generators. So get you some solar panel generators. They're a couple $100. You can buy some on Amazon, Google it, whatever you need to do. If your house don't got any type of solar energy, you should probably look into that ASAP if you do own a house.
And I want to definitely make a big statement on that solar energy, because there's something that's called EMP. The electromagnetic pulse, shock, that it exists. There's a satellite up there that is owned by not our allies that could knock out our power grid if they're able to get this thing to fly over the United States without them detecting it. If the United States can take it all, they can intercept it. But if they're successful, they can knock out our power grid, and it'll be a blackout. So y'all get y'all some solar panels. I mean, some solar power energy.
So we have that, right? What else? Food. So there's, I don't know if you're following it. Here's another plug. Casey, y'all got a million followers, so I'm gonna need y'all to be like, listen, I'm about to give y'all a plug. You know, y'all know who Casey is. Don't y'all know Casey, the Facebook page that he's doing on the recipe?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Casey, they got like over a million damn followers. I'm about to give them a plug. So now Casey created in March something called Tasty Vegetarian. So Tasty, the actual Tasty Facebook page, will usually always show recipes of meat. Now they have one that's called Tasty Vegetarian. They actually just launched it at the end of March. So this is a major plug for y'all. Hello. But I'm just going to just say it. They actually just put a video out last week about how to, they got two videos on their page, by the way. But the one last week was about the fruit and the vegetables, or how you can take what you, let's say I go buy lettuce, you cut the bottom off, you put it in water, or whatever, like 2 inches, and it kind of grow. So they're showing people how to grow tomatoes. They got strawberries, they pluck the seeds from the strawberries and put it in soil. But they're showing you how to take fruit that we physically buying right now, obviously go buy some organic food, right? And you take the seeds or the bottom pieces, or even the pineapple, they just planted a pineapple on.
They cut it down.
Okay. so the food, we need food, obviously. We need water. We need to look into how much a water system costs, like a filtration water system. I want to like outline filtration water system. I believe we're in the right. Last time I seen it was a big one, like 5K or something. So obviously we don't have that, but that's kind of like to keep us on water going. But either way, we need stuff. Like we need, you know, toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, or a hell of a lot of ways to make coconut oils and you make your own toothpaste and stuff. You need charcoal, activated charcoal. You need coconut oil, like actual coconut, like the hard oil, like the hard coconut that you can like melt a little bit so it turns into oil, like that type of coconut. You need olive oil. We got a stock of essential oils, but you actually can do the plant. Like you can make you can get a lavender plant, like start growing it. If we need to start growing some sage, you can do that in home as well. So these are different things that we need to start comparing ourselves with within the next couple of as fast as possible, I'm gonna say. But you know, within a couple of months, I'm not gonna say who knows. Like we could get bombed first before anybody else. I'm just saying I don't know what's gonna happen. But
move with a sense of urgency, people.
Sense of urgency.
Well, I think if it would happen, it'll probably happen on the West Coast. Being that's the closest. Because to get to us, they got to. You know, go over Europe. They have to go over.
Only person that would hit us would be Russia.
Cuba, Russia. I know they've been trying to cook and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Russia's been over here on the side of the East Coast 4 times within a week.
Yeah.
They've been flying over.
Exactly.
Why are they able to fly over American borders anyway? Period.
You see on the show.
That's a whole other show. Like that's what I'm saying. But anyway, we're gonna get into that. But yeah, I just want to wrap it up with a little bit of about that today, and just you know, we talk about a lot, and we kind of prepare you, but we really want y'all to take, and this is not to scare people, this is where people get so confused, they're like, well, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go, and it's the same mentality, again, I'm going to go back to this life insurance stuff, it's that same mentality that hasn't helped us at all, it has actually destroyed us. We need to prepare, you need to pray and prepare at the same time, like, there's no in between, like, you need to pray and prepare, like, all at once. So, yeah, we're going to pray that nothing happens to America, right? We're going to also pray that the world is not destroyed and all this stuff, everything. The people that need the evil people, they die or something. You know what I'm saying? That all the good people live. Something like that. We can pray for that stuff, but at the same time, we need to prepare for the worst so that we can at least sustain ourselves and our family as long as we possibly, humanly can. But obviously, with the power of God and the universe and all the forces of Mother Earth, that we will be, you know, safe. And that we will be fine, you know what I'm saying? That our family and everything will be fine. But you still gotta have a plan and preparation. So this is not to scare people. This is not to make you feel like, oh my God, the world's gonna end. This is not for that. It is really just simply for you to know what you need to do. And it's just subtle. This is simple thing. Let me just give you simple strategy to kind of start you. But of course, we're gonna elaborate further. Maybe nice when you get somebody on the show that talk about it. You know, they actually maybe have a bunker. Somebody actually have like
Oregon ready and something crazy. Yeah. Tell you a lot of peanut butter, a lot of lulu, they got the 3-pound lulu for $1.
Yeah,
right? Kiwanis.
It's a protein, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
like a
grain.
Yeah.
Well, I bought like a huge container for like $15. It's huge. It's like 9 grams of protein per tablespoon. So, and some fat and a lot of amino acids.
Stuff.
How do you cook that?
Like grits, like the liquid into it softens up. Kind of like couscous.
If you can cook it, you can put all the cereal. Sprinkle it on there. Even oatmeal, sprinkle it on there.
It uses thickened stuff, like cornstarch.
It doesn't really have a very distinct flavor. It's not going to change the flavor, but you know what I'm saying? It just has seeds. That's no flour seed on.
But you can cook it and make it soft.
It's like I bought the whole thing.
Where'd you buy it from?
Walmart.
Okay, look, then gave another plug out.
It's organic, 100% vegan, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely is giving you exactly what you need. Yeah. So it's a lot of different products out there. You can definitely invest in that help, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
But all this stuff is stuff that we need to be buying and stocking up on.
Right. Yeah, I got mine. I still gotta buy it one more time. I gotta go out there one more time and do like a good $200 shopping, and I'll feel comfortable for, you know,
for a little while, for a couple of months, right?
Yeah.
Well, because you only got, here we go back to our ultra air topic, because you're one person.
Yeah.
See how much easier it is to buy when you have one person versus the whole family. Now you see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Oh, I got a whole jar full of seeds. I'm good for a couple months. Let me say that to my children.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Seeds. They're looking at me like, what is that? What is that? They were like, I can't eat that. If I have a whole bunch of drama about kids, I will eat the food. But anyway, that's another topic. So, yeah, that's going to be our topic for today. Not quite sure. Who knows what's going to happen between now and next Sunday about what another topic we're going to be about. But we do appreciate y'all chiming in. Those that do listen on after, or, you know, forget that it is every Sunday at 4 p.m. But yeah, we just appreciate everybody. And definitely, if you listen to this stuff and you are a person that is Armageddon ready, or you feeling what we're saying as far as the past, present, and future, and how all lives are intertwined with each other, and how that is the trinity of life. And
I would definitely, can I get 5 or 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take 5 or 10 more minutes to add into this. Hopefully somebody's listening. Now this is going to go, I'm going to speak quickly on the chakras, on the more spiritual level. I'm going to speak on the spiritual level, especially dealing with our energy centers and how it affects us emotionally. Especially if you're dealing with anxiety, or you're dealing with specifically anxiety or fear, you know, which a lot of us are experiencing at the moment. You have to understand that you're dealing with emotions. Emotions means energy in motion. So that is stimulated by your meridians, which is stimulated by your neurons and neurotransmitters, and that is going to stimulate your glands. You have 7 glands. You have the hypothalamus, which is at the top of your head. You got the pituitary gland, which is in the middle of your brain, the third eye. You have the thyroid, your throat. You have the thymus, your heart. Your adrenal gland, which is your gut, your solar plexus. You have your sexual glands, and then you have your root, your mitochondria gland, which gives you the connection to Mother Earth, et cetera, with the nerves traveling down your legs to your feet, and, you know, just that connection that we have. Now, and I'm saying this because if you are going through a process of trying to balance yourself, make sure you work on yourself spiritually. Me, myself, I went through a very manic, depressed state. I almost lost my mind once. But I found spirituality, I practiced, and I experienced, and I was able to balance myself emotionally and spiritually. I was able to fulfill myself, fulfill that void with what was necessary, and eventually balancing me out on a chemical level, being that it is your emotions that stimulates your glands. Your glands is what secretes hormones, and those hormones is what affects your experience. So if you're, you know, dealing with anxiety, that must mean that your adrenal gland, which is your solar plexus, is being overstimulated. So being that it's being overstimulated, it is secreting too much hormone, you know, and that's how it works. If you're somebody that's going through like a mental illness, a chemical imbalance mentally, like schizophrenia or anything of that nature, you have an overactive pineal gland. Your pineal gland is receiving too much stimulation going on up there, and it's secreting too much melatonin or DMT, et cetera, et cetera. Meaning you have to find balance. You have to ground yourself, balance yourself. And you only do that either through specifically meditation. That's when you work with it directly. And also what you eat affects it.
Mm-hmm.
And the practice, your practices, what you eat and everything that you do from there, the habits you create, the healthy habits, et cetera, all that will affect your experience. But you have to work on it from the most core, the inner core self of your being. And that requires for you to deal with what's within yourself, which is one of the hardest things to do in this experience, you know, because we become our own enemy and we hate to face that. But they say keep your enemies close. Why? Because you can learn from it. You can always find light in the dark. Just look up in the sky. You know what I'm saying? So learn from it. And if you're going through those type things right now, you know, just try your best. Stay in there. You're not alone. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been through it. I almost ended up in a daggone hospital. Probably not coming out, but here I am talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying, conscious, and I'm aware of what's going on. So Yeah, so y'all just take care of yourself. Y'all be blessed, bro.
Most definitely, most definitely. So that was just, that was really good, RJ. That's a good nugget. Like, we're going to have a show particularly on that topic in very soon. Probably that might be the next topic, because it's really neat to get people, you know, aligned and ready to understand the spiritual stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. And with that being said, we always tell you guys what to do. Be more. We love y'all. Have a good one. We out.